So listen, we're going to do Future. So the rapper Future sold his publishing, and he sold it for eight figures, a couple million. I'm not sure. I thought I saw numbers around like 75 million. Okay. So a lot of people criticized his decision, and he said, this is his, what he said via Twitter. Unsuccessful people have no clue how Chris. You gonna let me read it, or you gonna?
I was just assuming that's not something to say. But keep going.
Unsuccessful people have no clue how success works, and you know what? That's all subjective. What you consider successful? Just because you make millions doesn't mean that you're successful in everything. Okay, you're successful in that genre. Okay, you know how to make money. That's good. But you're not successful in other areas.
But
sure.
Focus on the situation. We ain't talking about the baby's moms. We ain't talking about toxic culture. We talking about this man selling his publishing, right?
For
$75 million.
Honestly, I think it was the best decision to be had. He doesn't seem like a very smart man. And here's why I say that. Obviously, if they offered you $75 million, your publishing must be worth way more than that. Remember when Master P, right? When he went first looking for his deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
They offered him what, like $100 million or
no,
something like
that? $1 million.
A million.
That was it.
He said, this man don't even know me, so obviously I must be worth a lot more. So he didn't take the deal. They offered you $75 million. You probably was worth way more than that. But because you don't have the right team behind you to work your publishing, to make your publishing work for you. Like, look at Pusha T. He's got, he's using his publishing to the fullest. He got a Pizza Hut commercial. He got, what was it, Burger King or McDonald's commercial? McDonald's. You know, he's not selling his publishing because his team knows how to sell it. His team knows how to make it make money. But you know what? That's probably too much, like a lot of too much work for him. He don't want to do that. He still got that hustler mentality, in my opinion, where he just wants to fix the quick fix, you know, like that, you know, get the money real quick and you're in and you're out. He don't want to make his publishing work for him.
These rappers dying so young, I don't blame you. Tell me when you're ready for me to go.
Go ahead.
Well, what Future did, you see it as a trend as of lately. We saw Wayne do it. We saw Justin Timberlake only sell shit for $10 million. No. Justin Timberlake sold this for $100 million. Wayne sold this for 10. We saw Youngboy do it. Sold old stuff, then come back record all new stuff that he owned. It's a new trend we're seeing. People saw Travis Scott do it in the early age. He sold early, so they got that catalog. Then re-record the new catalog.
So you think it was a good move for him? Well, it's not your business to tell you another person what to do with their money or whatever. So I can see why you might take that angle.
I mean, I'm not going to see no Johnson & Johnson's baby powder commercial using fuck up some commas or something, or.
And also, you know, and now I'm thinking about it, looking at his catalog and pushes, because of the level of writing skill, I think that there's more limitations on where his music can be put.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be put in probably a Pizza Hut commercial.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna use codeine crazy on a Sprite commercial, are you?
No.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations, Future.
They said Guy did it because Russ got his new deal. Russ posted. They saw the meme and showed Mayweather all the money.
Uh-huh.
They said, this is going to be Russ next time. Future, come pick the kids up. Get all the money on the table.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you like, subscribe. Make sure you 5-star rating, and y'all have a good night.